CrowPod contains language and themes which may not be suitable for anyone, but what is suitable for everybody is the great stuff from our friends at The Famous, iconic wear for bears. Go check out thefamousheadwear.co.uk. Great stuff over there. And if you want to win some stuff from them, scroll down, hit the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes on this episode that you're listening to right now. We give away stuff from them every single month here on the CrowPod. So check them out, thefamousheadwear.co.uk. The 1st of October here, secondhand news on the CrowPod, and let's get the month started off right, huh? Good Saturday for us. You know, I get enough people saying all the time, man, you're just a sour, fucking miserable bastard, aren't you? But look, there's good days like these, right? I don't think any of us anticipated that show today. I know me, David, and Peter certainly didn't. Todd even weighing in. On our little group chat here that we keep up with. Todd's back this week, so if you've been longing for your Canadian content, it's coming back for you soon. But very good win, 4-0 at Tynecastle with its off-center tunnel that causes me great physical pain every single time I look at it. And Antonio Čolak doing his thing there where, just put it in the mixer, and there's a good chance he's going to put it in the back of the net. It was nice to see that little rat fucker Devlin finally get sent off. That's just one of the dirtiest fucking players in the league. I mean, it's atrocious. The amount. I mean, that's an attempt to severely injure a fellow professional, and it was nice to see. You know, despite Stephen McLean otherwise having a pretty miserable match overall. Nice to see the red card come flying out there. You know, you always worry. Especially with us playing away, that refs tend to get overwhelmed by the occasion. But you know, there was no way. I mean, McLean was right there; he was clear sighted. I didn't think there was any way that he could fuck that one up. But number of other decisions he made, that the Davies booking, still not really sure there. Tavs, I thought was fine. I mean, that's Tav knew what he was doing. That's a professional foul. You know, he's breaking up, a good counter-attacking move right there, and then stop and play, and yeah, that's what those cards are for. And of course, Morales coming on, he was fantastic there once he came, setting up, I mean, involved in every single play. That's, you know, like we've talked about here repeatedly, Čolak is a fucking brilliant poacher, and having that kind of player in the league, nothing wrong with it whatsoever. You know, look, two more goals. I mean, the guy's going to score 25 goals in the league this year. Fucking great. Having players like that's awesome. Chris Boyd, perfect at it. But you need a healthy, fit Alfredo Morelos clicking for those European nights. You know, I'm sitting here trying to keep up with the EPL matches. It's still about the 75th minute in most of the second kickoffs here. Liverpool, again, look frail or at least vulnerable, although, you know, they kind of roared back with three goals there pretty fucking quick. But there are chances there, and it is something where, you know, like I said, you see the way Morales played today. You know, that's the kind of center forward play that we're going to need. And my God, seeing Ryan Kent score, you know, it's a generational event almost on the same scale as going to a European final now. But, well, that was the first league goal in 10 months. And you really, really hope. I mean, you really got to hope. You really want to see him kick on from there. And, God damn it. You know, we need our forward scoring. You know, Matondo, again, he had a couple nice passes in there, but overall, I mean, not a great performance. I think Ali was getting on him before he was taken out there, and rightfully so. Fashion a little bit of time there. I'm still not exactly sure why, given the wing play that we're getting on the right here lately, that he's not getting a little bit more of a look out there. It's, you know, he's another option. He can score. We know he can score goals. And that's something that, you know, if it's not Čolak or Morelos, where are the goals coming from right now? And Scott Arfield had one. I mean, again, going back to the game, Stephen McLean had no idea what he saw in that at all with Arfield's goal that got chopped off. And, you know, to the people online who are saying, you know, if we actually had VAR, if we had VAR, that goal would have stood. Again, the output of VAR is only going to be as good as the input of the people in the system. And I'm not fully convinced. You know, like if that's Willie Colum there reviewing, that one's gonna stand. You know, it's gotta be a clear and obvious error, or the referee not seeing it. And as we're, you know, I'm sitting here watching the Palace Chelsea game where Thiago Silva handled the ball twice on, I think, what could have easily been defined as a clear goal scoring opportunity. I think Patrick Vieira shared that opinion. And, well, instead he's on the park, and about 90 seconds later, sets up the equalizer for Chelsea, who are, well, like I said, here we're sitting 1-1 in the 76th minute in that match. So, but certainly, I mean, a lot of positives to take from that performance today. Again, I don't think it's one any of us were really expecting. I mean, sitting here doing the big show on Friday, again, with David and Peter, I think we were all kind of looking at draw. The most likely outcome. You know, I got talking to David right here after the match for a minute. Definitely what his expectation was. So, and I mean, it was a little bit worrisome there. You know, again, getting that early goal. Even at 2-0. You know, we've talked about this a lot on the show this season. It's, but you know, the way Gio sets up away from home plays into the hands of these sides that want to keep it 1-2-0 as long as they possibly can, and then hope to scratch a goal off a corner, get a fucking fluke penalty. You know, I wouldn't have put it past McLean today. Again, had there been any remote shout of some kind of penalty there for Hearts, had that been given, I'm still not exactly clear how we didn't get that one in the first half. I've only seen the one replay. I can't remember what defender it was, but the ball coming down with Colak on his back, and I mean, he clearly played it off of his arm. At least, like I said, I looked from the live camera and Sky, or well, Paramount over here. It's a Sky feed though. You know, they only had the one reverse angle on that they only showed once. I mean, McCoy didn't think there was much in it. But, you know, I mean, even he's like, well, he's to handle it with his arm. And it's like, okay, even if there isn't much in it, it's still, you know, a penalty. I kind of think it looked like one of those ones that, you know, had it happen outside of the box, it's going to be a free kick. Quick break here, a little bit more second in news right after this. All right, second in news here back for the 1st of October. Again, just got done with beating Hearts 4-0 there at Tyne Castle. Impressive, the rain, I think, lasted longer than most of the home supporters there in the second half. That place emptied out pretty quickly. Just a quick shout, of course, too. It's a new month here on the Crow Pod, which means we're giving away more stuff from our friends at The Famous. All you got to do, you go down, hit that Buy Me Coffee link in the show notes. Either where you're listening to this episode now or anything on Twitter there and whatnot. Help us out with the show. You get entered in to win some stuff. If you were a winner for the month of September, a couple of you've already been reached out to or gotten your stuff, actually. But I'll be sending emails out some point this weekend when I got a little bit more time to sit down and go through. And, you know, I want to thank everybody. Last month was really the first full month back. Just regular shows. I think we ended up doing about 20 or 22 shows last month. And, I mean, the numbers are great. Thank you all for listening. If you are out there, you got a business or whatever, or a group that you want some advertising to, again, if you go to that Buy Me a Coffee page and you click on the membership tab, there's sponsorship opportunities there just for friends of the show. So they're very... extremely well priced, a hell of a lot cheaper than the national advertisers or whatever that just get placements here. So, if you want to get out there, I said last month, the big show alone between what we do here on our network and, of course, the stuff that goes out on Heart and Hand, I mean, that was over 40,000 downloads. So, I said, if you want to get out in front of a few thousand bears each week and, a few dozen bitter Tims who listen to this waiting for us to say something, all you gotta do, go to that membership page on the Buy Me a Coffee there. And there's a couple different options on there, including a title sponsor for the big weekly Crow Pod. So overall though, I think everybody gets passing marks today. Shagger didn't have to do much, but did what he did pretty well. I thought his distribution looked pretty good. There weren't a lot of people longing for John McLaughlin out there on Twitter today, who, again, John McLaughlin always does look a little bit better when Alan McGregor's playing, I think. A couple concerns there that you do look at going forward. I mean, Barisic leaving Sands out to dry on that 1v1 when we're up, we're playing against 10 men. That would have been a real easy way for them to get right back into the game again, because that's all these teams are playing for, is one slip-up moment like that. And, that would put it back to 2-1 and would have completely changed, just the whole dynamic of how the game was going. Obviously, Sands brought in, as Davies was, on the yellow card, and presumably, I'm sure still not back to full match fitness there, but a good-looking first half for him. Again, I'm really not sure what the hell the booking was for. I'm not sure Stephen McLean knows what the hell the booking was for. But, I thought Sands, again, did just enough, which was good to see. He's had a couple rough performances in a row there. Obviously, doing it against 10 men, a little bit easier. Doing it against 10 men with a lead like that, a little bit easier. But, come back out, it's good to see him bounce back. I'm still, Barisic there, again, the way he left him out, there were quite a few times. Ryan Kent, probably his best match that we've seen in quite a while. But he was left wanting quite a few times by Barisic there, where, he'd made a good run into a good space, and the pass was maybe a little bit short. Obviously, too, you got to look at Ryan Jack. I think we have enough cover in terms of bodies in the midfield. I do wonder about the quality. McCann's looked very good. Obviously, I think we'd be a little bit happier with the option of Lowry that was available, but that's what happens when you get, again, cunts like Devlin and the fucker who went in to basically destroy Lowry's career in a bounce match down, what was that, 8-0 in the 90th minute, 89th minute. And another little run out there for Tillman. He's still trying to play his way into Greg Berhalter's plans there for Qatar. He was on the last squad. Sands, of course, didn't make it, but Berhalter has no idea what the hell he's doing with his back line. We're going to get fucking ramrodded in that group. But, he's still got something to prove there. He's still trying to play his way in. Make sure he's on the plane to Qatar there come November. So, yeah, like I said, all in all, good match, 4-0. Gives you a little bit of confidence going into Liverpool, who, looked very vulnerable at the back, and I'm not going to do the we can get right back into this group thing. Napoli are down there just thrashing Torino, I think, the last I looked. Obviously, Ajax or Ajax. So, Liverpool just can see it again while I'm sitting here doing this. They are a fucking bomb scare. And, if Ryan Kent is there doing that, if we get Morelos, Morelos on Song the way he was in his limited minutes today, obviously could have had a second there. And, it's probably one of those ones that if he's playing more regularly, if he's in form, he's probably got two goals and in a pretty quick cameo role there. So, it's a lot easier to have confidence going to Anfield Tuesday with a performance like that than I think, the performance that a lot of us were expecting to see today. And now I got the hound dogs from the neighbors doing their morning ritual of, just going crazy out there. I was going to try to wait him out, but fuck it. It's the thing, my dog, she's quiet, sweet as can be, doesn't really bark at all. But then across the street, well, one of the neighbors, they got a new beagle. Their old dog passed away after 14, 15 years or so, not long ago. So they got a beagle. There's a wolfhound across the street. There's two basset hounds down, two doors down. There's a couple German shepherds right there. So it's all it takes is one of them out there to get going, and the whole fucking neighborhood kicks off. But yeah, I positives today. I mean, overall, there were some times there where it looked like we weren't going to kill that match off. Again, obviously the red card helped in that efforts. But stuff you can take out of that, and at least, certainly compared, even to the Dundee United match. I mean, the much, much more complete performance today. And, for me, my Seattle Mariners are going to the playoffs for the first time in 21 years, thanks to a walk-off home run last night in the bottom. Full count, two outs, bottom of the ninth with a pinch hitter up. And the Mariners are going to the playoffs off of Cal Raleigh's home run there. And Tennessee football's off for the week. So I'm done with sports. It's not even 11 o'clock here on Saturday morning for me. And, I've just got, whatever football I want to throw on to watch. So that's about it. So, yeah, enjoy the weekend. Of course, plenty of shows this week on the Crow Pod. So I think we did six all week. So if you missed anything, plenty of time this weekend to go get caught up. Of course, we did a new Crow Pod Explains America there, talking about franchise shifts in American sports, because Lord knows we love moving our teams. But, the big show Friday. And we gave a lot of time to the television contract early in the week there. I did a couple shows. Of course, Peter York was on with me for one on the new Don't Ask Me No Questions there. So if you want to go back and find out more about just how fucking awful the SPFL television contract that we're now tied down to through 2029 is, plenty of opportunities for that. It's nice to pretty much go the whole week without, having to worry about John Benner or Stuart Robertson or whether Gio can even get this team up for a match. So that'll do it. Like I said, if you like the show, you got a business, nothing cheaper for this kind of advertising to get out in front of, thousands of ears a week. So go to that Buy Me a Coffee page down there, click on the show notes. Even if you're not interested in doing that, do it anyway, because, we get you entered in to win some stuff from our friends over there at the Famous every month. And I said, winter's coming. I had one of my stocking caps out this morning. It was pretty chilly when I got going, so happy to have that stuff from them. Of course, you go to thefamousheadwear.co.uk, and get all your stuff from them here. So that's it for secondhand news here for the 1st of October, and I'm sure we'll be back with some more stuff ahead of Tuesday as, we travel down to Anfield for, I think it's a night that we're all looking forward to now. A lesser result today would have, the dread might have built a little bit more building into Tuesday, but I don't think that's going to be the case now. So that's it. Y'all be safe, have fun, we'll talk to you soon.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah.
You can't be fucking serious at all.